I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're listening to Bollywood Weekly.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. I have, again, for two podcasts in a row, Bharat Mishra.
Yeah, and we're totally not recording this on the same day, right?
Yeah. No, we have met. This is a brand new day. Just woke up.
I think we're also in the same time zone.
Yeah. We're doing this in person, actually. Bharat is here next time. But none of that is true. But we are here to discuss another movie or two movies, because they're almost the same movie. Kabir Singh and Arjun Reddy. Primarily. Kabir Singh, I think. It's hard to discuss one without the other if you've seen both.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of buzz and coverage about the movie. Specifically, a lot of debate about whether it's misogynistic and promotes toxic masculinity. So let's address that head on. What are your thoughts?
I've watched both films, and I don't think there's any differentiation between the two films. It's very, like, almost frame by frame similar, same. So I'll talk about Kabir Singh, because that's fresher in my memory and that's created the more controversy.
Yeah.
I definitely find the character very unlikable, very not relatable at all. And I'm never for even a minute rooting for this character at all.
Yeah.
That's why it becomes a very mediocre film for me, because when you don't have a main character whom you in any way are rooting for, that film becomes very unlikable for me. Yeah. Right. And obviously the kind of acts that he does are really, like, violent and really, well, like, textbook toxic behavior. You know? That's what it is. And if I see a person like this in real life, I'd go, like, the other way. That is how I would behave in front of a Kabir Singh in real life.
Yeah.
I largely, to an extent, agree with the people who are calling the toxic masculinity out, you know. However, I also would put similar kind of blame on the girl's character. Because, and obviously this is written, we have to see this in the context of a man writing a female character.
Exactly. I was just going to say, yeah.
Yeah. So she's always wanting more of it, which is highly, highly unbelievable. And I would like to hear your thoughts also before I sort of jump in.
So I broadly agree. The only thing where I'll kind of add to it is, I think that basically this film could have been like a good commentary on, or a cautionary tale on,
correct,
toxic masculinity in this country and in this thing. And I think it would have been interesting if they basically showed that Preeti's character falls for him because she doesn't know any better, because that is sadly the state of affairs in our country. So, and then it obviously all kind of falls apart in the end. And it would, what I would have preferred to see is then she actually meets someone who does show her proper caring and love, and leaves, and she leaves Kabir Singh behind. My big problem is at the end, everything works out in a nice little loop where she ran away from her marriage after 3 days. She's bearing his kid, and it then just perpetuates the thing that, yeah, it's fine. And it, because until about, so at the start of the film, you obviously don't like this character at all. And you're what is this guy doing? Like, what is wrong with him? And then when he goes into his like depression phase, to me, the film got interesting then, because it's just as a study of human behavior and nature, it was interesting. Being like, okay, this guy is like clearly troubled, and I'm not necessarily rooting for him, but I'm not rooting for them as a couple at any point.
At any point.
But at some point in the film, I'm like, okay, I maybe want this guy to get better in terms of see the error of his ways and realize that, okay,
correct,
what he's done is not right and whatever. That's what I was hoping for or looking for. But then in the end, it does is serve to say, okay, even this injecting yourself with whatever morphine and doing all of this is almost portrayed as heroic, because that is the justification that he uses at the end, or that his friend Shiva uses at the end, for the fact that he didn't go back to her, or he didn't, you know, go and stop their wedding. So now it's creating the message that, okay, if you're, for whatever reason, in a relationship that ends badly, you should put yourself into this alcohol and drug-fueled world of depression to show how much you care, which is just messed up.
Which is messed up, dude. Which is messed up.
And so the ending frustrated me equally in both films. The only difference, I would say, and is that I thought Arjun Reddy, in terms of like the character, and more so, I guess, Vijay Devarakonda's performance, to me, he felt a bit more earnest and a bit more, likable is not the word, but when I was watching Arjun Reddy, my reaction was, wow, this guy is really messed up. He needs help. He needs people around him to show him that this is not the way to be. Because inherently, he somehow made me believe that he is a good guy. He just doesn't know better. And which is why I thought that's why the film was leading towards, and I was disappointed. Whereas with Kabir Singh, with Shahid Kapoor, I just feel like this guy's messed up. He's an asshole. And I don't know if it's because I saw the first film and knew how it was going to end, but I just felt while watching it that I didn't feel the same. Even when he's in his depression phase and where he's upset, it doesn't evoke any kind of
sympathy,
humanness or sympathy for him, which I felt a little bit for Arjun Reddy.
That's interesting. I don't have an opinion on that, because I didn't see this aspect of it, because I felt Shahid did a good job of playing the character, as far as my understanding goes, because what he does well, according to me, is alternate between the younger and the older self, and the film is structured as such, you know. It's a non-linear sort of story. So I felt that part of Kabir Singh, purely on a stylistic and purely on how he plays himself or his body language, he's done better than Vijay Devarakonda, right? But yes, I'm sure there is a certain rawness to Vijay's performance. That Shahid Kapoor ka kya hai ki, he has like 10 ways of expressing himself as an asshole. And then you can predict that. He did somewhat of the same when he was Tommy Singh in Udta Punjab. Again, but the good thing about Tommy Singh was that he reforms.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
And that's his arc. That's the entire arc of the character. Here there is, I think there is one particular scene I really liked, which sort of did show reform, was but on a professional level. was the one where he confesses to having the as a doctor being negligent and all that.
Yeah.
Right.
But that scene is also effectively copied from Flight. I don't know if you've seen Flight.
Ha ha ha! When he snorts and revives himself, right?
That no, one. And even the hearing, like because in Flight, Denzel Washington's character, he says the exact same thing. Like, yes, I was drunk. I take all my flights while being drunk, but I've never endangered. It's almost like word for word. Like it's the same.
Oh yeah, okay.
So then, that ruined it a bit for me, but fair enough. I mean, I think it still works in the context of the film. So
but I'm like, if it's copied, then yeah, it loses its charm for me at least. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I will not comment on the outrage that followed, because I feel most of it is justified. Most of it is, and I also do think that there should be space for portrayals like this.
Yeah, and that to me, that's my big. I think it's hard to separate because the film ends the way it does, and I think to me that justifies the outrage. But if the film, I think if the film had been shown, had shown that instead of glorifying it or instead of making it justified at the end, if the film had either shown him reforming or if the film had shown it as a cautionary tale that this living your life like this doesn't work, then if there was still outrage at the fact that he is shown to be sexist in the beginning, that would have been
wrong.
Yeah,
that would have been not getting the point.
Yeah,
but here the point is not made, so how do you
exactly
get it?
I mean, exactly. But I'm surprised that, I mean, I guess I shouldn't, I'm not that surprised, but it's interesting to see how many people are on the other side of the outrage, who are kind of justifying the film.
Yeah, I think that outrage is born out of the original outrage, you know. That's a counter outrage. Yeah. And I think it's targeting all of this, like, you know, pent up this thing against political correctness.
Yeah.
And so I think for those guys, it's taking it too far. But I don't think it's taking it too far at all.
Yeah.
But it's just the last. There have been 10, 15 other instances. And this is the last point, which like the last straw that broke the camel's back. Yeah, the tipping point. But again, I mean, just to sort of go back to the final moment in the film, I found it particularly disgusting, because the thing is, it eventually becomes about the woman's chastity. It never rises beyond that.
Yeah.
You know, originally, he's like completely outraged when he says, ki, kisne touch kiya usko, you know?
Yeah.
And he never grows up from that. And almost like the filmmaker is in on that. Think, you know, a woman is chaste when she's not touched by another man. So she has to clarify, like the woman in the end has to, for that final moment of like complete love and complete going back together, is that she says, I didn't let anybody touch me. And this is your kid. And that's when Kabir Singh has a meltdown. But why does it, how does it matter? Why does it matter uska bachcha hai ya tumhara bachcha hai ya kiska bachcha hai? Matlab, that trope in Hindi cinema for me is very this thing, ye tumhara bachcha hai, toh let's be together.
Yeah.
That's very, that's a 90s trick, and it's, frankly, it is very regressive.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, I fully agree.
That's the point of outrage I think I would do. You know, ki, what are you showing? Ki, a woman is, as long as she's chaste, you can have her back. So, anyway, and I think that is a filmmaker's point of view. Because clearly the filmmaker wants you to feel at that point, you know, be overwhelmed at that point. Ki, oh, ye mera bachcha hai.
Yeah.
Tab to main wapas aa jata hu. That's all the more reason.
Yeah. No, I fully agree. The other thing that really annoyed me about Kabir Singh specifically is that in classic Bollywood fashion, they just erased caste from the film.
Yeah, yeah.
In Arjun Reddy, the whole point was that her dad didn't want them to get married because of the because they were from he was from a different caste, even though he was from a higher caste. And
correct.
Which I thought was interesting, like the one interesting thing in the movie. And in the Bollywood, it was just like nay, like, and it just doesn't work, because literally in Arjun Reddy, the line that he says is, I curse you to marry a Tulu guy. And in this, it's, I curse you to marry your father's choice. Like, those two things are not the same. It doesn't have the same impact. And I thought when it comes to, it was basically a frame by frame remake, but they changed a bunch of small details, all of which to me made the film worse.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
For example, the whole, like, okay, the location is changed from Karnataka to Delhi, the college or whatever, even though you can see literally the scene has been shot at the same place, like with the train going, the football scene with the train in the back, and it's like the exact same location, but theek hai, fine. You're targeting a different audience, they don't know, fine. But there's that scene where he, which is in the trailer as well, where he goes into this lecture hall and warns the rest of the college that this girl is mine, quote unquote.
In Punjabi.
Yeah. And the thing is, in the original version, that scene makes some sense because he's in Karnataka going to a classroom and speaking Telugu. Where, like, okay, fine. But you're telling me in Delhi, speaking Punjabi, like, if someone is living in Delhi, it's incomprehensible that they can't understand even a few words.
Correct.
Punjabi or Hindi or whatever. It's not this thing, right?
So I agree, and I felt the same. Because Hindi and Punjabi share a lot of words, a lot of, you know. So for the teacher to not understand what is being said is very weird.
Yeah, so that was one, like, small detail. I mean, whatever detail. So that was one thing. Then the other thing was, like, so in, like, because my mom studied in Karnataka, so I've, like, been to where she studied and stuff. In the original version, Arjun Reddy and his friends, they don't stay, like, in the hostel. They stay in, like, a beach house, which is off campus.
Yeah.
Not off campus, but it's, like, to the side. And that is, that actually happens. Like, usually those houses are for, like, faculty or for, like, a few students. And you can believe, based on the fact that he is basically a gunda and everyone is in his pocket, that he has found a way to get that house. Believable, correct. Right? And so then when he says, okay, I'm going to move her when she gets injured, I'm going to move her to the beach house. That's very, like, okay, fine. Whereas here, he moves her to the boys' hostel.
Yeah.
Which is, just much more kind of, I guess, crass, and, like, it just feels a lot more because all the guys are, like, standing on the staircase and looking, happen, but it's just less this thing. And then there's also this random scene added where the guys are talking to the warden and being like, oh, why aren't you saying anything to him? And then he comes out and they all just run away, and that's it. There's no further exploration of that.
Correct.
And so just, like, a random unnecessary thing which make the movie kind of less, I don't know. To me, it just felt like,
these are important details, right?
Yeah.
So,
I agree. They're like small moments, but it's kind of like in Arjun Reddy, where there's a scene where they all come back to their home, and he opens a thing in his towel and he takes the pizza from them, and he's like, "Oh, sorry, don't go there. Preeti's inside." And then they go to the other side. They're like, "No, don't go there. Her clothes are hanging." It's like, why don't you go watch a movie? Like, I'll give you, do you need money? I'll give you $500. And, like, that's actually kind of, like, funny, right? In that, as a standalone scene. Yeah. And you can't obviously have that here. So here he's, like, taking the pizza from across one balcony, and that whole moment is lost. So that also I felt. And then there was one more thing which I can't remember now, but yeah. I felt like a lot of these small details also just made the film a bit worse.
Dude, there was one scene, there's apparently, I mean, I don't remember much of Arjun Reddy. I watched it 2 years back. But there was one scene which they removed, which was to do with air hostesses or something. Like, where somebody is objectifying air hostesses and he says, "Aise mat kar yaar," like, these are women.
Exactly. And again, that is again one of the things where, that's one of the moments which helps you believe that, okay, maybe this guy is a good guy in deep down. Because the scene is basically that this Shiva's sister is marrying this guy from London.
Yeah.
And he brings him to meet Arjun Reddy. And that guy starts kind of objectifying the air hostesses and saying that, oh, they were so fat and ugly and this and that.
Mm.
And Arjun Reddy actually admonishes him and saying, like, oh, how can you objectify women like this? Shiva, are you? And so there, at that moment in the film, it's because this is his older self. So you're like, okay, maybe he's reformed from his college days. Because in college, there's that scene which also caused a lot of outrage where he says, like, two good-looking chicks can't be friends with a healthy chick and this thing. So you're like, okay, maybe he's learned. Maybe he's reformed. And maybe he's actually not a bad person. He was just whatever. Whereas here, that scene is not there. They just directly cut to Shiva talking on the phone to London, saying, on the phone to his mom or whatever, saying, this is what happens when you get people from London. Their character is bad. And there's no context to that.
There's no context. And obviously, all of this would have made sense had, in the end, you seen some reform or some redemption.
Yeah. And then another scene I remember now, the other scene which they cut, which I really liked in Arjun Reddy at the moment of watching it in the film without knowing the ending, is where his friend comes and invites him to his wedding. And he says, Kirti and I are getting married. And Arjun Reddy basically kicks him out of his house and is like, and this is when he's at this lowest point of his depression. And he's like, how do you think you deserve a love story when mine didn't work out? And it's like, okay, at that moment while watching it, I'm like, okay, this guy is living in like a delusional mind where he is just so far gone because of the drugs, because of everything, that he can't even, and this is like textbook alcoholic or addict behavior, right? Where you push away the people who are close to you. And that was a really powerful scene. And then his friends still kind of don't give up on him, and where at the end they go and find him. Whereas here, that part is not there. They just go straight to the end where they find him when he's holidaying or whatever. And then, of course, the end happens and completely undoes everything that went before. So
I think there's one question that we need to ask each other also, is that why do you think it is so popular? Because both the films enjoyed great commercial success. And people who like it, like, love it. And I have a couple of answers, but I would want to hear from you. Because, see, the detractors say the film works solely because, you know, it's tapping into the male fantasy of owning the girl, of being a certain way, of having your way, always having your way, you know. So it's the ideal masculine hero, or like, everybody wants to be macho. Everybody wants to be like Kabir Singh in that way.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I think that is a large part of it. I think it's also not necessarily about, not just about kind of owning the girl or about that aspect, but I think what you touched on about kind of being macho, being this guy that everyone is afraid of, all, you know, like all the guys want to be him, all the girls want to be with him, right? That's kind of the this thing that they show, at least in the early part of the movie, where even that scene, oh my god, that scene where he's didn't even discuss it, where he's pulls a knife on the girl when she does it. And even that scene, I thought in Arjun Reddy was done much more kind of sensitively, because basically that scene in Arjun Reddy goes on for longer. And there is basically the moment where the doorbell rings, it's almost like he snaps out of a trance. And then he looks at the knife in his hand, he looks kind of almost...
What the hell was I doing?
What was I doing? And he throws it away. Whereas in Kabir Singh, it all happens very quickly, and he almost is like, okay, it's not worth it, let me throw the knife away, as opposed to feeling some kind of thing. So again, these were all of the things which contributed to my feeling. But going back to your question, I think is that it's a bit this, you know, the Pablo Escobar thing, like, oh, he's so cool, everyone is scared of him, I want to be like this guy, even though, you know, fundamentally the stuff he's doing is wrong.
I also, what I enjoyed about the film was its intensity, you know, and not just Kabir Singh's intensity, obviously him, and he as a character is very intense, but their love story had that, you know, for whatever its flaws are, it has certain depictions of like intense love, which you don't see in a sanitized Bollywood film.
True.
You know, like them just going for each other, you know, or snogging while they're on the bike, and then the bike falls, and then they're again like going for each other, right? So all of those, I mean, obviously are part of fantasy, but they're also part of reality.
Because that's how
even a real life couple, like madly in love in college, would behave. You know? So, and if, unless obviously it's inherently toxic, I don't find a problem celebrating that, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
So, those parts I genuinely enjoyed watching, you know? When she's going away and she's saying, she's telling him, can you wait for two more days? Can you wait for two more days?
Yeah.
And then he shouts, and then she slaps him.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure that is not every relationship, but it's interesting, and I've had those moments in my life as well, you know.
Yeah.
Where no, both I of you are, agree. Yeah. So that's one. I think that's also one aspect as to why people like the film so much. Mm.
Interestingly, though, and there's actually there's some website, random website, which posts these side by side. But the Arjun Reddy was actually very well liked by critics as well. Whereas Kabir Singh was completely kind of ripped apart by critics. Mm. And that is what actually drew me to watching Arjun Reddy in the first place instead of just watching Kabir Singh. Because that difference is quite stark. And like, yeah, there are, I think, differences in the way, like what we've talked about already, in the way Vijay portrays the character. But the films aren't that different to create such vastly different opinions.
I also watched Arjun Reddy when it first released in cinemas.
Yeah.
So what happened was, I read up on the film on Times of India. And it had received 5 out of 5 stars.
Hmm.
Okay. So I was like, I need to watch this film. And even Bharadwaj Rangan, who's a very reputed, critic, he had given a very good positive review of the film. So I watched the film in Bombay, the only show that was there. Very early morning, 9 a.m. show. And I came out of it feeling the same way I felt about Kabir Singh, which is like, like seriously, this is not deserving of 5 stars, you know. So I think it's a difference of the industry, because probably a film like this has not been seen in the Telugu, right?
Yeah.
Telugu film industry, and for them it would have been a fresh change. So imagine watching only, let's say, DDLJ all your life, and suddenly you watch Kabir Singh.
Yeah, I guess I can see that. I don't know enough about the Telugu industry to know if that's true or not, but I can.
No, because from what I've realized from talking to people who either are more acquainted to that industry or have seen only that industry, and there are a couple of friends I have from college who told me, like, I asked them genuinely, why do you like this film?
Yeah,
and they said, yeah, for the Telugu film industry where it is populated by these larger than life heroes with like fantastical storylines and melodrama. This is like a breath of fresh air because suddenly you're seeing something real, you know?
That I understand, because that is exactly how I felt when I watched Dev D, like back when it came out.
Correct. 2008 exactly, right.
8 or 9.
And today we are in a better place to sort of look back and say, yeah, this was problematic. Maybe, you know, something was problematic in it. And also, by the way, in the Telugu film, every review spoke about the caste angle.
Yeah.
So
that is true.
So that was also, I think, a step up, because never in the Telugu industry, perhaps, was caste such an explicitly mentioned or used as such an important plot point.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. Yeah. I was really upset with the fact that Kabir Singh just did away with it, because it was like it's like Sairat and Dhadak, which was even worse.
Yeah, dude. I've not even seen Dhadak, so I can't comment. I mean, I'm happy to not watch it ever.
Yeah, I mean, at least here, like, this is one part of the story, and there's still everything else. But Sairat and Dhadak was just, I mean, the whole story is pointless if you don't have that. So
yeah, exactly. How do you have Sairat without caste? You can't have Sairat without caste.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Okay. Anything else to add on Kabir Singh?
No, that's all. That's all I can talk about this film.
All right. Before we wrap up, you said you're very up to date on what's happening. So any trailers, upcoming films you're very excited about?
From Bollywood, I don't have much to sort of look forward to, apart from 83. You've heard of 83?
But that is miles away. I mean...
Miles away, yes. I have people working on the film whom I know. And okay. From what I hear, is supposed to be really good. And I really like Kabir Khan's films.
Hmm.
I think he's... And I think we watched Tube Light together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember both of us feeling it. This was not too bad. I mean...
By Salman Khan's sure standards, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if people liked Bajrangi, then this is fine. I mean, this is not great, but
yeah.
Cool. So, I personally am a fan of Kabir Khan's. Have, in some capacity, enjoyed all of his films. So, I'm looking forward to 83. But, yeah, off late, I don't know. No trailer as such sort of stood out to me. Mission Mangal, if you have seen the trailer.
Yeah, I saw it.
Doesn't really speak to me, man.
I mean, it's what has become standard Akshay Kumar.
Yeah.
Patriotic story. I don't know. I still think, I know that the political subtext behind it is kind of questionable. But if, as just standalone films, I actually enjoy watching Gold and Airlift and all these patriotic.
Airlift is good.
So I don't actually mind it. I think it'll be worth watching. The two trailers that I really liked were Arjun Patiala.
Oh, Arjun Patiala.
Because yeah. I feel like spoofs are a very underdone genre in Bollywood. Mm. And this one actually looks like a funny spoof, like a good one. And
yeah,
I like Diljit, so.
Correct.
I am excited for that.
The trailer was definitely very funny.
Yeah, the trailer was really funny. And the other one, which I mean, it's been in the press for many wrong reasons, but as a trailer, just purely, I liked Judgmental Hai Kya.
Oh yeah.
It looks interesting. It's again looks like a whodunit, which I think we discussed. Mm. We both enjoy.
Correct.
Rajkumar Rao is always, I think, worth watching. And even Kangana, for that matter. I mean,
both of the actors I really like as actors. Yeah, you know
exactly.
By the way, very briefly, because we're talking about Judgmental Hai Kya. So I tweeted something against the journalist, not against like I. Said ki if you're joking about a film star like that or if you're ridiculing them on public media, then what she did was fair because she's basically taking your case as a friend. Because I felt from that press conference that it began by her pulling his leg.
Yeah.
You know, she was friendly. It began with being friendly. So, and she mentioned it many times ki, dude, I am saying this as a friend.
Yeah.
Now, so I tweeted this and Kangana Ranaut retweeted it, dude.
Nice.
So I have some 100 retweets and like 50 likes and all that shit going on.
What is your Instagram follower count?
No, not Insta. This is Twitter, dude.
I know, but then Twitter. You have to do cross-platform, right? You should put that tweet as your story.
Yeah, I don't want to get
reply to that tweet saying follow me on Insta.
I don't want to get banned, man. I can't afford that yet. Anyway.
All right.
Judgmental Hai Kya is interesting for sure.
Okay. On that note, we will wrap this up.
Just one sec. One sec. One recommendation for you. There's a trailer of a Brad Pitt film. It's called Ad Astra. It's a really good trailer.
Shall check it out.
Yep. Yep. It's a space thriller. It's really. It seems like Apocalypse Now set in space. It's really cool.
Oh, interesting. I didn't really like Apocalypse Now, though, to be honest. But I watched it when I was really young. I don't know.
If amazing. Sir. This is ripe for a big debate, but fine.
I don't remember the film anymore. I actually had to watch it for class because we were studying that book. What's it called?
Which one?
Apocalypse Now is based on a book.
Oh!
A really famous book, which I'm just blanking on.
Ulysses?
No,
Ulysses.
No, no, no.
Oh. Wait, man. It'll come to me. Yeah, yeah, it's by Into the Dark, Into the Darkness.
Heart of Darkness.
Heart of Darkness. Yes, correct. Exactly. By Joseph Conrad.
Yes. Yeah. So I was studying that book and I hated that book. So maybe that influenced the fact that I didn't like the movie. Anyway. Thank you, Bharat.
Thank you. Thank you.
And yeah, let's hopefully have you back again. And I don't mean again, like right immediately after this. on a different day and a different time soon.
Cool. Cool. See ya, man.
See you.
Thank you so much for listening. That's our show. If you enjoyed that, then please subscribe and spread the word. Bollywood Weekly is available on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, Audioboom, and pretty much anywhere else where you might get your podcasts. And if you have any comments or anything you want us to discuss on the show, then do get in touch with us by following TIC Productions on Facebook and on Twitter. See you next week.